Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Layla, and we're so happy to have you here with us. But before we get into the Word, we're going to take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for today, Lord, and we thank you for the grace that you supplied to our lives, Lord, so that we're able to do the work that you called us to do, Lord, the supernatural strength and vigor to get it done, as well as the natural quickening of our bodies, Lord. We thank you for the sharpness of mind and the clarity of thought as we go and do the things that you called us to do, Lord, and we thank you for the beautiful weather we get to enjoy and the smiles we get to wear on our faces, Lord, and we thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. So glad to have you with us as we continue our study in 2 Thessalonians. And this morning, we are in chapter 1, covering verses 9 through 12. So could I please have a volunteer to read that section of scripture?
I will.
All right, promise?
These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day. To be glorified in the saints and to be admired among those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a lot in there. So let's get into it by opening up the floor to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you and to ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I would.
All right, Layla.
And this is going to tie back a little bit to what we were discussing in the first segment that we were doing, 1 through 8. And I forgot to mention it in the episode, but it goes nicely to what I'm going to say now. So, Promise had mentioned and spoke about the adversary, how he doesn't take a day off on a technicality, and he isn't waiting. He maximizes all the time he can get to attack people. Well, you have to look at the other side of that. The Lord also isn't taking a technicality to not bless you. He's always looking to bless you and to prosper you and preserve you in your way. Only, of course, if you are submitted to him, you abide in him, and his words abide in you. But that's something encouraging to note, that the Lord is always looking to bless us. He's always looking to do us good and not harm. And coming to verse 11, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So as the Lord is training us to stand and developing our character, he's also adding benefits and bonuses to us as well. It isn't we are going through this grueling process and maybe sometime at the end of the line there will be a reward, a crown or something of the sort, maybe a shiny medallion or a sash to wear across our chest. No, he blesses us while we're here as we're walking with him. And then there's that great prize that we're really striving for, which is to be reunited with the Father. But we can only get there doing things his way. It's his heaven. He made the gates and he knows the code to get into said gate. And he said Jesus was that code. That was the way that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. So likewise, nobody gains access to supernatural strength. Nobody gains access to supernatural quickness of mind or his agility or his wisdom except unless they go through Jesus, because he is the door and he will always remain the door. So it's important that as we're looking at situations and looking at circumstances and doing what God asked us to do, that we remember that there's only one way in, and that's through Jesus. There's no back door, there's no window, there's no ladder you can slap up the side of the building and climb over. There is no Tower of Babel that you can build, and I don't suggest that you try to build one either. But just being encouraged and knowing that the Lord is on our side and he's really out to do us good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
More than the devil's out to do us harm.
Lily, you brought up an interesting point of how that God is waiting for the opportunity to bless us and that God is willing to do so. The Lord was also reminding me of how that God is not just looking forward to blessing those inside of his body, as in he is looking forward to it, but that is not his sole purpose. The Lord is not purposing or trying to smite every sinner off the face of the earth, but rather he is waiting for us and telling us and commanding us to actually go forward and preach the gospel. And that goes to, that is the reason why God is blessing us abundantly. As in, God, it is God's pleasure to bless us and help us enjoy life and be able to find pleasure inside of him and refuge. But also, it's more than just an ends to a mean. A means to an end, sorry. As in, all everything that God does has a purpose to it. Mm-hmm. And everything that God does, the ultimate purpose is to reconcile mankind back to him. Mm-hmm. And so that is what the blessings are for. Not for us to try to suck the life out of it or to try to... Now, please do not take this out of context. God is not wanting you to walk around barefoot and destitute and afflicted. He wants you to enjoy life completely. And mm-hmm. he's giving you the blessings to do so. Mm-hmm. But also realize where the blessings come from and their purpose. It mm-hmm. is not for us to exploit them or try to use them to our own advantage. That aside. And the Lord also brought me to verse 10, where it was talking about how that those watching outside had admired the character of God inside of the Thessalonians. As in, they could smell the fragrance of God through them. They could see God's character and attributes inside of their everyday, in their everyday lives.
Wait.
You're right.
Oh, go ahead. Honey, were you going to answer that?
There's a couple things here, sir. They weren't admiring the Thessalonians in this. Paul is encouraging, well, the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, is encouraging the Thessalonians to continue to stand in their faith, to believe in the Lord, and not think that they had missed anything, like the rapture, mm-hmm. right? And he's saying the reward for those that believe, right? When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you is belief. He's saying, yes, you did believe. Remain, right? Stand on your faith. Remain steadfast, right? Have that patience, regardless of what you're seeing, feeling, hearing, experiencing, right? The persecution, torture, all these other things that they were living through, right? He's saying, remain with the Lord. And there's, well, if you will, we can go back to the blessing and the curse, right? Those that are blessed, right, they are going to be admired among all those who believe in the Lord. Where then you have the other side, right? And I love that both of you, Layla and Promise, brought this up, is how there are two groups, right? Those that love the Lord, that are standing with him, that desire to be with him. And what's their reward?
To see Jesus.
Glorified in him and counts. With him, right? Exactly. They get to spend their eternity with the Lord, where then we can back up a little bit and there's actually two other groups of people that are mentioned, right? And we'll have to back up to verse 8. Those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They also are rewarded. But it says their reward ultimately is in verse 9. They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from what?
the presence of the Lord.
From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Mm-hmm. So those that don't want to be in and with the Lord, they also get rewarded justly. They didn't want to be attached or associated with the Lord, so now they get to spend eternity apart from him.
Mm-hmm. And in verse 10, what he's specifically talking about is connecting to verse 7, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So when the Lord returns is what he's talking about. In that day, capital D-A-Y, is the Lord's return.
Amen.
And then we get to see him and behold him. We're going to meet him in the air and be transformed like he is, right? And we're going to get to go, oh, yay! And see him and love on him and touch him, and then the judgment and all that other kind of stuff. So he's really talking about the signaling of the end of time as we know it. Jesus' return. That's when the wicked will receive their just due, right? And
yes.
And we will receive the reward. But the big part of that reward for us is him. Seeing him and getting to admire him.
Exactly. He's our reward. He's our inheritance. Just like he said.
He's our prize.
With the tabernacle and concerning the Levites, right? The priests said, don't worry about land for them. I'm their inheritance. I'm their great reward, right? Or we said, I'm your exceedingly great reward, right? Mm-hmm. So understanding that, that is going to be the greatest thing, right? Yes, it also comes with all this stuff, right? And like you mentioned, the Lord doesn't want us to walk around, you know, barefoot and all these other things. He looks, as you brought up as well, Layla, looks for ways to bless us constantly and abundantly. And how do we know that? You can look at the beginning part of both Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. The first 12 verses of one and 14 of the other. Everything for those that are righteous, that are living and doing the Lord's will, living in covenant with him, everything they do is blessed. Everything they touch prospers because the Lord is causing that to happen, rewarding them even now in this lifetime and in the age to come. But I love this because he's also, again, as we were talking about in the introduction and overview, the concern the Thessalonians had was that they had somehow missed the rapture. Well, Paul is writing this and also letting them know, hey, these things haven't happened yet. So he's the Lord through Paul is assuring them, you haven't missed anything. Continue to stand for the Lord on your faith and persevere. Continue to conduct a wage warfare as the Lord gives you the strategy and the game plan. Don't grow weary. Okay?
Yes, Dave. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Were you still speaking, Promise?
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you, Mommy and Dad, for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome,
darling. And how when the Lord gives us the blessing, it's for us to walk in love towards those around us. And the Lord reminded me of how sometimes my siblings treat me when they get a blessing, or sometimes how I treat them.
Oh, okay, let's be more specific there.
When, for example, I got a blessing and I'm dancing inside of their face, telling them how good it was, and they missed out, or smacking in their ears and saying how delightful it was to eat the treat that they didn't get, it becomes a curse to that person, as in they don't like it. And it's
no, but a curse.
Sorry,
it's not a curse.
But a stumbling block, yes.
And more so for your own feet, because there the Lord's going to go, guess who doesn't know how to handle a blessing? He uses it to be a stumbling block to his brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, go ahead. But they don't enjoy it. It is something that they may become bitter over for certain. Go ahead.
Yes, and how it may lead to their downfall.
The words you're choosing today is just funny.
Very extreme.
It may be a stumbling block because a root of bitterness in anyone
from
will spring up
or
and
anything.
Choke the word, right? It will spring up and defile the one in whom that root of bitterness is allowed to grow and fester and exist. So, so it's a blessing and a benefit if you handle blessings correctly. Go ahead, my love. Go ahead.
And how instead of doing that, God wants us to use it to help bless them, not trying to reward their bad behavior or trying to make it acceptable, but also showing them that God loves them. As in, Jesus told the people to go inside of the world and to go into the world and preach to the nations. Mm-hmm. And for example, Paul, with a Philippian jailer, Paul didn't go, "Well, you're unsafe, so I'm going to hold my wisdom to myself." He still gave his wisdom to that person, even though he was unsaved at that moment. Hmm. Well, more importantly, God's word to that person. He did what God told him to do, and he said what God told him to say.
Mm-hmm. So for that example with Paul and the jailer, Paul did not take the blessing of natural freedom, literal release from the chains and the bondage, and then the doors opening as an opportunity to abscond, to run away, and then leave the jailer there to face whatever he faced, right? He took the opportunity, he heard from the Lord, and he remained there to convert the one. He completed the mission that the Father had for him. He didn't just say, "Whoo, my goose is free, I'm out of here. And whatever happens to you, Mr. Man, happens to you. Let's go, everybody." He didn't do that. He didn't receive the blessing and the blessing of God of freedom and then use it for his own vain purposes just to save his own skin. He completed and fulfilled the mission that the Father had actually sent him there to do, which was to save that household, that person in the household, and to offer an opportunity for the rest of the prisoners to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that they could receive true liberty. Is that what you meant, honey?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Anything else, Promise?
No.
Okay, Layla?
I'm good for right now.
Okay, the only thing that I had was just, you know, making sure that we're clear that we're talking about focusing on that great day that our Lord and Savior mm-hmm. returns. That is what we're looking for. And all of the verse 11 and 12 talking about being made worthy of the calling of God, counting us worthy, is also that we would let God cultivate us and shape us so that we're worthy, because we cannot make ourselves worthy of the calling that he has for our particular lives and fulfill his good pleasure, the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power within us. That's all so that we can be ready for that day. I also wanted to say, you know, one of the reasons that they felt like they had missed the rapture was not just because someone suggested it to them. It was also because they were looking at things around them that felt like the Great Tribulation. Uh-huh. For their time frame and where they were, especially when there's not access to a lot of easy communication or things of that nature, it felt like the whole world was going crazy to them. And they were not wrong. It just was not the time in the season that they felt like it was, because they had descriptions of what the end times would look like. And they're like, "Man, it sure meets up on this, that, and the other." It seemed like really close to the descriptions that they were anticipating. So they had wondered, well, if everything is this chaotic, did we miss, right? That's why the adversary had an opportunity to say something to them. And it felt like there was some validity to it and some credence mm-hmm. to it because of what they were suffering, the persecution that they were suffering and the tribulations that they were going through. Now that brings us to today. In America, it seems like the whole world is nuts. It seems like the majority of people in America have lost their minds, and the persecution of Christians in this country, but also around the world, seems like it has escalated to a place it has not been since
probably around this time,
the gladiators and during
with
the time
Nero and all them,
exactly. Yes. But the thing for them, just like it is now, yes, the time is drawing near, but it is not that time yet. So keep your focus on him, because Holy Spirit is not going to allow us to be caught off guard. If our desire is to please him and to satisfy his perfect will, his good and perfect will that he's desiring to bring forth through us in this world, he will do it, and he will make sure that we don't miss anything. He will stir in us and say, "Hey, I may not be able to disclose that day and that time," because Jesus said that's something that's in the Father's mm-hmm. private knowledge and possession. He may not reveal that, but he'll say, hey, you need to get circumspect. You need to get in line on this and you need to hold fast. I can't tell you how many smaller instances that the Lord has done that for me to say, hey, shore yourself up, focus, stay in line, because there was some kind of pressure coming or some kind of attack, or the Lord was trying to bless me. But if I was distracted, I was going to miss it. So how much more so would he make sure that his believers get to the destination of seeing our Lord and Savior and being on the right side of seeing him, where it's a rejoicing and a celebration and an admiration rather than being a sorrow? It's his plan. It's his good pleasure to reap us into the kingdom. So he'll make sure that we get there. All we have to do is be faithful to follow him and be genuine in that.
Well, amen. All right, we're going to pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close us out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, Layla.
Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent to guide us into all truth and show us things to come. Lord, we thank you for this time that you've spent with us, Lord, and the time that you're going to continue to spend with us, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, and your heart and your love for us and towards us, Lord. We ask that you will fill us up with your love, Lord, so that we can display to others as we go to work, as we go to school, as we go to sleep, as we wake up and eat, Lord. We ask that your grace flow through us, Lord, your peace, your mercy, your compassion, so that others can taste your goodness and know that you are good, Lord. And we just thank you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop.
Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.